This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done.
You are listening to Power Podcast UK. This is episode 22 of I Am Here With Jenny. And we are going to be talking today about what you can do once you've got some feedback on your first draft. Because obviously, if you've been writing, you will probably want to get some sort of feedback on it. Or not, depends on what your project is. But once you've got your feedback, here is what we recommend you do with it. But before we get on talking about that, something else we should mention is we are right now in the National Novel Writing Month. Yay!
Nanny Flymo!
Of Yay! November. It is NaNoWriMo. We are midway. Nearly midway. We're over a third of the way in. How have you been getting on, Jenny, with your NaNoWriMo? How's it going for you?
I've been struggling.
Have you?
I really have. Yeah, just to find the time. I know it's so good when you do it, but I think fitting in, especially like weekends and stuff, I find it really difficult. I end up having to catch up.
Have you been using the world famous put a pie in the oven technique?
Pie in the oven technique. I mean, I've eaten a pie a day. I'm massive now.
We are of course talking about Pomodoro technique. If you didn't listen to our last episode, it's just there. Go and listen to it.
I just related it to pie instead.
And we changed the cooking sauce into pie.
It's much more English. I've eaten quite a few pies. And I think the Pomodoro, it really helps. But I think you kind of, life can overtake it sometimes, especially with these monthly things. I guess people would argue and say, actually, all you need is a notepad and a pen. Just write. But I think if you're writing a book or part of a book, you kind of need the stuff there sometimes. You can't just go write at a tangent because it's not necessarily going to fit in with what you're writing. So it depends very much on that. But it's going all right. How's yours going, Mark?
It's all right. I'm kind of doing it bit by bit. Jenny and I are doing our mini NaNoWriMo in much the same way we did last year. We are writing 5,000 words each during the month of November, specifically on our book. And I'm kind of doing it in chunks, however much I write at a time, just keeping a track on my word count. So I'm not actually consciously sitting down and thinking, right, I'm going to write this in this chapter. I'm going through our edits, I'm looking, and I'm adding some bits of our chapters I think we need to talk about. Because Jenny and I right now we're in the process of editing our book. We've still got some more to write towards the end of it, but we've gone back to start to refresh ourselves and to look at the development of our characters. And as we're doing that, we realise, oh, we need to expand this bit, or we should develop that a little bit before we move on to that next chapter. So I'm adding little bits as we go there. So yeah, NaNoWriMo, we're on track. We're gonna do it.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. I might even do more.
Ooh, Jenny, delivering above and beyond.
We had 50,000 words at the beginning of the month, so if we can get up to 70, that's my little golden.
Is that your goal?
That is my goal.
Is that your Shane Ward X Factor winner number two winning song? That's my goal.
I think that's what I want to hit. I've never written that much of a book or anything before, so that would be amazing. So if I can do that, but that means doing an extra 10,000 words, it's not going to happen. But that is, I would like to do more than the 5,000.
Well, if you do, make sure you reward yourself.
Oh, I will. I'll be rewarding myself with pie.
And you know what pie you should might have surplus of? Pumpkin pie. Although Halloween has been and gone, I love Halloween so much. Oh, there's loads of pumpkin pie around. Yeah. Get ready for those Thanksgiving dinners.
I'm going to have an apple pie.
Ooh, that's nice. What about Bakewell pie? Well, that's a tart really, isn't it?
I like a Bakewell tart, although it's hard to get Bakewell tarts that I will eat.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie, treacle tart, treacle pie.
We just love a bit of pie. 3.14.
Pie Podcast UK.
Pie Podcast UK. It's a great podcast. The Pow Pie. It's a Pow Pie.
Pie Podcast UK.
The Pie Pow.
We can just talk about pies and then just review pies. That's my offshoot. Coming soon, Pie Podcast UK.
So let's talk about feedback. So, Jenny and I have, as you know, we are in the process of editing our book, and we sent out our first couple of chapters to some very close people.
Lovely, wonderful, amazing, gorgeous, lovely people.
Just to have a look, have a little read, and just let us know what they think. So we've had a nice little collection now of responses and feedback. And so Jenny and I have been looking through them and reading them, talking about them. And we thought it was really interesting to talk about what to do once you have your feedback, because there's any number of ways you could react to it. You could respond to any criticism in a negative way. You could make changes based on the feedback, or you could just look at it and go, lovely, thanks, and just keep doing what you're doing. So we have some recommendations of ways that you can approach what you do when you get your feedback from your first draft of your book.
I think it's really important because I fear the feedback.
The feedback fear.
I fear the feedback. I think that's my main problem with motivating myself, is that I am so scared to show people and get any sort of criticism back. I don't think I handle criticism very well. I take it very personally and I get very angry. And that's not just writing, it's like all my work and stuff. If I get like a little bit of criticism back, I do take it really personally. Like a typo on a tweet or something, I take it really personally. So I find feedback very difficult.
Why do you think that is, Jenny? Do you think that's because you have high expectations for yourself? Or why does it upset you?
Yes, I think I have high expectations of myself. And also, you know, I think I'm a very fragile flower.
Oh, Jenny.
Easily upset. And I just don't think... I don't like people being mean, even they're not being mean to me, but I just think they're being mean to me. I think I've got an inflated sense of self.
Inflated sense of self?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't deserve this kind of criticism, abuse. I don't know.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because you'd have thought if you had an inflated sense of self, you wouldn't care what other people think because your ego is so inflated.
Yeah, but I think it goes both ways. You can either be like bulletproof, you don't care what people think and you storm off, or you can be really sensitive to it because you're like, well, I'm great, why don't you like me? Maybe I'm just needy. I'm definitely needy.
But do you know what's happening there, Jenny? Is you're personalising it all. Because it's not that they don't like you, it's just they don't like the thing that you've done.
Yes. Which is an extension of myself.
And that's okay. So great.
You can't please
all the
true.
People all the time.
No, that's
so
true.
Don't beat yourself up, Jenny.
And you find the more that I push myself out for feedback, the better it is. The more prepared I am.
Yeah, just need to remove yourself.
And the happier it makes me.
So we are kind of dilly-dallying a little bit. Dilly-dallying? Hop, skipping, jumping? Dotting around our advice. So let's go through the actual tips mm-hmm. that we've created, and let's talk about them one by one. So I think we've put together about 8, haven't we? 8 things to do after you get feedback on your first draft. Let's go for it.
Shall I go with number one?
Yeah, you do the first few, I think.
Number one is, don't take criticism personally. How apt!
Jenny, it's like what you've just been talking about.
It is what I just said, which wasn't planned, and I was just talking generally about how I take criticism.
But how do we do that? How do you
not take it? How, Mark, I can't do it. How do you not take criticism personally? Tell me how.
I just remove myself from it. I read it and I think, oh, that's fair enough. That's a fair point.
Do you do that though? Because it's like, it's your baby and you've written it. And then if someone says, oh, it's a bit rubbish, I can't. It would destroy me.
But I think it's okay if people, for all the people that think it's rubbish, there are people out there that really like it. And that's just what you have to keep telling yourself. If you like it, you might represent all those people that like it. That's okay. Yeah. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. If someone hates it, that's fair enough. If someone comes back with feedback and says, that is absolute trash, then that's a little bit hurtful, that's a little bit mean. But if they are...
Maybe don't have them as a friend.
Yeah, they shouldn't be friends. Yeah. No. But if people say, I didn't think this worked, I didn't like that, I'm not quite sure this is working, that's fair enough. They might also be the people that completely oppose everything you believe in, or politically and sociologically, but they're still nice people, so that's okay. It doesn't matter if their opinion differs to yours. It's just useful to have all this information about what people think, so you can build a more of a 360 picture of it, rather than just looking at your work thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. If you looked at it and think, actually, people might not quite like this, or people don't like this, but people do like it, and I like it, so that's okay. Maybe look at it more as a transaction, rather than a criticism of yourself.
Ooh, I like that.
Maybe
you should use words that don't, you know, transaction.
Yeah, it's in that
analysis.
It's just a transactional exchange of thought.
Uh-huh. I like that.
I've read this that you've created. I'm not sure about this. I don't think that works. Uh-huh. In that whole little transaction, no one is saying, "And you really stink. I don't like you. You look horrible. Your clothes are a mess. You always offend me. You can't sing." All this stuff. No one's. It's not a personal attack.
No one's saying that.
No.
Just your writing's rubbish. Come on.
Yeah, it's okay. I think just take everything with a pinch of salt. Don't take things personally. I think that's really important.
That is pretty important. And then I think on the other side of the coin, the other tip we have is don't get carried away with the praise.
Yes. People might come and say, oh, this is amazing, this book, oh, you've changed my life on this little bit of your book I've read. This is incredible. I'm so impressed. You're amazing. This is better than anything I've ever read. That, exactly what we said about the first one, that's just their opinion. It's lovely if they like it, but don't kid yourself that it is going to be amazing to everybody.
Yeah, otherwise you're just setting yourself up to disappointment. You can enjoy it though, can't you? You should enjoy the praise.
Yeah, enjoy it, absolutely. It's like someone giving a little pat on the back. Yeah. But don't get carried away with it.
Our first bit of feedback was from Katie, who's been listening for, I think, as long as we've been doing it, and she came back and she was so positive. It blew me away. It was lovely. I think because I wasn't expecting that, because I've got my fear of things going out there.
Yeah.
It was really nice, but I know now not to get carried away, so I won't rest on my laurels.
You phoned me up. It sounded like you were drunk. I thought, Jenny, how much have you been drinking? And you were like, I haven't. I just read Katie's feedback. I'm so elated. I feel drunk. I'm so happy on life.
Yeah. And don't get carried away, though.
Yeah. But it's good to be happy, mm-hmm. but don't think that everyone is going to feel this way.
Yeah. But Katie did love it, though.
Yeah, it's really nice if people like it.
It's lovely.
But basically, so nice. Don't get carried away. Keep working hard at it. Keep working hard.
Cool.
So what if... Let's go on to point number three. What if you get nothing but criticism back from people? Let's assume that you've sent out your work and everyone has come back with some sort of problem with it.
That sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible. But point three, I think look for the golden nuggets. What I mean by that is...
Chicken nuggets chicken is what nuggets. You mean.
Look out for those chicken nuggets.
Pie.
Someone in the criticism someone must have said something that sparks off an idea in your head. You know, find the positives in what they're saying to spark you on to keep working. So if someone said... for example, this chapter just isn't working because I don't understand what's going on. This is not working for me. I think there's a couple of golden nuggets there that you could look at. You can maybe try rewriting it from someone else's perspective. Does that improve the chapter or not? It might not. You might not disagree. But there'll be something in there always that you can do.
That's funny, because I saw that the other way. Not that look for the good things in a sea of bad, but look for all of the things that are coming up from different people that follow the same idea or the same theme.
Oh, that's good as well, Jenny.
thinking about, because I've written a play with Mandy, who's been on the podcast recently, and we've been sitting out with the feedback as well. And we've had a lot of the same comments coming back, and that's really helped to shape it because everyone's picking up on the same thing, so that's quite nice. And I think although we've had some feedback, we haven't had a lot for our book. I think then you'll be able to sort of put it all together and pull out the common stuff that's coming through, the common feedback, the common sort of comments. And then you know that if there's a lot of them coming through, your nuggets, you've got enough to make a box of nuggets. And, you know, that's something you need to work on. That's how I saw it.
That's good. I think that's really useful. And I'd love a chicken nugget.
It's all about, are we just hungry?
I think we might be.
It's about food lately.
Let's go get some nuggies. Okay, so let's have a look at the next point that we talked about on things to do after you get your feedback on your first draft. I think it's really important to
assess their feedback, which comes actually from the nuggets as well, doesn't it? But it's not assessing their feedback, looking at what they've said in terms of, I started a sentence, I don't know how to finish it.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, God.
It's like you're lost in a maze.
It's not, I think I'm just thinking about nuggets and pies. It's not about looking at, nope, got no brain now. Just cut that bit out. Looking at the feedback and seeing whether we need to make the changes or not, because it's your choice to make the changes. You can assess the feedback related to how you feel about your book, your story, your creation, and what they've said. Because like you keep saying, Mark, it's yours, and the feedback doesn't necessarily mean that you need to change it. It's just great to get that feedback, but you decide what impact it has.
Yeah, exactly. You're with this feedback, you're just harnessing yourself with the way that other people look at what you're doing. And it's useful to keep those thoughts in the back of your mind, but you don't need to react on them. It's just useful to say, yeah, I remember when so-and-so said this about this. Do I need to change that? No, I don't think I do, because I know that works for the way that I'm projecting this part of the story.
I think that's a confidence thing, isn't it? You need to believe in yourself before you send out for feedback, because if you're sending out feedback not being very sure about it, then everything's going to make an impact. If you are happy with what you've done before it goes out, then you can have the confidence to cherry pick the feedback and see what is relevant to how you want to change your work.
But I suppose if this is your first draft, you...
Yeah, you're still... You still have confidence in
what you're doing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sending it to people. Yeah. So it's just a case of, you are entitled to do what you want with that feedback. You don't have to make those changes just because a selection of people say one thing. I mean, if people come back and say, this does not work because you said this about the character and now all of a sudden they're doing this. You said they can't fly. And why are they flying? You can think, oh, that's a massive mistake. I need to change that. But in the back of mind, you'll be thinking, aha, because that's a bit of backstory. They were lying the whole time and they can't actually fly. So it just points out, I love flying. It just points out these things that perhaps you're not necessarily thinking of. Or that you're not noticing. But maybe you are.
Yeah.
Up to you.
Don't.
Do you want to make those changes or do you not want to make those changes?
Yeah. It's your choice. Your thing.
Empower yourself. It's you. It's for you. We love a first draft. I think I need to go make a cup of tea. Do you want a cup of tea, Jenny?
Oh, yes, please, Mark. You're making. Lovely. Sit the kettle on. Should we have a biscuit?
We'll have a bit of pie with our tea.
Oh, pie. That's a good way of saying we should have a break now.
We're going to have a little break. Stay tuned after the break, because we're going to be keeping talking on about things that we recommend that you do with the feedback that you get on the first draft of the book that you're writing. So yeah, enjoy our break. See you in a bit.
See you in a second. Hey guys, did you know that if you like anything we talked about in the podcast, any books or films, we always put links on our show notes so you can go through to Amazon and have a look and maybe buy them if you fancy it.
You can find all our show notes at powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. So find the link for the thing that we talked about that you thought, aha, oh, that's sounds really good. I need to find out more information. Click on that link, it will take you through to Amazon and they will furnish you with all the information you need about it. The full descriptions, different formats. So whatever it is, whether or not it's a film, a book, go for it. Find all those links. Knock yourself out. Find more information.
Hey, if you've got Prime, you can have it the next day.
The next
day. What a service.
And if you have Prime, that means you can watch films and TV and stuff as well on your TV, which is really, really good.
That is very good, actually. Guys, go do it.
Have a look at all the information that we are servicing you with and that we are improving your lives by directing you to this literature or this film. Isn't that right, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That is definitely what we do. Also, buy some dog food.
Welcome back, everyone, to part two of episode 22 of Power Podcast UK.
I can't believe we're on episode 22. It's just ridiculous.
The episode we're talking about feedback on your writing. So let's have a quick chat about our feedback, Jenny.
We've had some lovely feedback from some
so lovely
people.
We don't need to worry about criticism at all.
It's just non-stop praise for us. That's like a lie.
It's like a barrage of positivity every time.
I mean, it was just like people just kept sending us gold stars. There was just nothing.
My letterbox is full of gold stars. I mean, can't cope.
I enjoyed reading these chapters. Gold stars. That was all it was, really, wasn't it?
We have had a mixed bag, which has been lovely and useful and received very well. No, what am I trying to say? We've received a mixed bag of criticism, good and bad.
Which we've received well.
And it's been, we are useful for it because it's helping us grow. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Probably, that sounds great. Really helping us grow and mature as people.
And isn't that all we want at the end of the day?
Yes. So we have to say big thank you to Katie and to Pete and to Jan, who were really on the ball and sent us some lovely, well thought out, considered. They've really taken the time and it was so lovely.
Yeah. It was very meaty
good
feedback as well. It wasn't just, it was really nice.
Yeah, like your mum would say. Well, I like this. Well done.
We were given questions to think about. It gave us a little insight into what we're putting out that we might not realise is making people think one way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's also great for us that some points that came back are ones that we wanted to make in there. So it's just nice to know that it's working in the way we want it to work, especially regards to characters and stuff. That was lovely.
Yeah.
It's good to
hear. There's one character particularly is getting the same sort of response pretty much from everyone, which I think is so funny, Jenny, because we've been working on this for such a long time. These characters have been living in our heads for like 10 years. Or they started off 10 years ago and they've kind of disappeared for a little while. They come back again, then gone off and come back. But they've been in our psyche in places. And we've always known what these characters are like. And we've just written in such a way that makes sense for us. But to get people come back and say, oh, this person is like this, did you know?
I know.
It's really good that that's kind of coming across. Because at no point have we said, this is our character, Timothy. Timothy is like this. Dude, we've just been...
Timothy is a shit.
What the characters are doing, the way they're responding to things, I feel like we're sending over the messages that we had in our mind anyway. And it's just it's encouraging when you get that information back that, it's working. That's correct.
Working. That's so good. It's been lovely, really encouraging. And we thank the guys so much for their time.
Yes, it takes up people's time and they're giving us that time.
Oh,
so it's really appreciated. And
so lovely.
We've also had some listener feedback if people get in touch with us. Guys, get this. We have listeners on the other side of the world.
What?
We have listeners over in America, but also we have listeners over in Indonesia. Don't we, Jenny?
Singapore. Yeah.
Singapore is in Indonesia.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I think so. Well, Singapore. I'm pretty sure Singapore is Indonesia because I was there last year and I'm pretty sure I was...
Yeah,
I was
you would know better than me. I've never been there, so I was
in Indonesia.
I'm sorry. I was like, he said it's Indonesia, but they're in Singapore.
And even if Singapore isn't in Indonesia, it's very close.
Very close.
Very, very, very close. It's right next door. But our lovely friend Kay has been listening. Thank you very much.
Hi, Kay. Sorry, I don't know exactly where you live. Hi.
But no, it's great. That's
so nice. It's lovely.
If you're listening, give us a little message and say hi to us.
Yeah.
We love
especially
taking
if you're
the time
far away, because that's fun.
Yeah, defo. So let's get back to our tips on things that you can do with your feedback. So we're putting you in the situation of you've just written a massive chunk of your book and you sent it out to your friends or people you know or colleagues, and they have sent you their feedback on your first draft. And what are you going to do with that feedback? What should we do with it, Jenny?
Well, you know what you should do, Mark?
What?
You should only make edits as you see fit.
Thank you.
It's your decision. It's your piece of work. Don't just do everything they say. You know what you're doing. Take it as influence and guidance and perhaps an advice, but it's not prescriptive. You don't have to.
Oh, Jenny, nice words.
Thanks.
These characters have been in your head. The story is in your head.
Know where it's going as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you haven't given them a whole... Wait, maybe you have, I don't know. But you haven't given them a whole manuscript. So just make the changes that you see fit to make. Don't feel obliged that you need to make an edit because someone has suggested that you do. If you feel it works, then do it, of course. But don't feel like you have to.
Yeah. What else can you do, Mark?
I think you need to keep kind of a little bit like what you've just said. Realise that you are still living with this story and you're developing the rest of your story. So keep looking at the bigger picture. Because right now we're not quite finished with our book. And so we know that actually you might have said that, but we know later on down the line that this is going to happen or this is coming up. And so just keep developing your story. Know where you're going with it anyway before you make any edits at the start that might conflict with what you've already got planned.
Yeah,
don't stop or change your story based on what someone else has said.
Exactly. Because you're at the start, you might be at the start, you might be in the middle, but it's a long journey, the writing process.
Yeah.
And this is just a small step of it. It's not the be all and end all. There's a long way to go. You need to realise that. You're just starting out at this wonderful ship journey.
A ship is sailing.
The ship is sailing. It's not there yet. It could be a cruise.
It's on the water, yep.
It's not a speedboat, I think, is what we're saying.
Yeah, it's not a speedboat. It's a lovely, leisured cruise.
It's like a paddle steamer.
Oh, like Steamboat Willie. Lovely.
Yeah,
nice bit of Mickey Mouse.
Or a canoe. It's like a canoe.
Oh, Pocahontas.
Realistic, isn't it?
Aww.
It's like Pocahontas.
Yay. So number seven, just take a moment to realise this is your writing journey and it's a long journey. It's a long old process that you're doing. And so, you know, you're not sending out the finished product. You're not at the end of your journey. You're at the start of your journey.
You haven't pulled into the dock yet. That's what we're saying.
You haven't. You're still afloat. Maybe you're in the champagne lounge. Maybe you're in the gym. All on board
not
your big ship.
You're in a canoe, Mark.
Oh, no, you're not in a canoe. I was in
There's
a lovely...
no champagne lounge in my canoe. Maybe you've got some champagne with you. Maybe you've got a picnic.
I just love taking champagne in my canoe. I was imagining I was in a lovely luxury cruise liner.
Well, I think this is a lot about you and how you travel. I think I'll be in a canoe. And I'll be stuck in a canoe.
I like canoes.
In a muddy lake.
Yeah, but basically, whatever water vessel you're on, you're still on the water. You're not docked. Jenny, started this analogy of being on the water.
I'm so sorry. But I think it's a really valid point that we're ruining by the boat analogies. So just remember that it's the start of a long journey. It's not the end.
Yeah.
And there's a long way to go, baby.
So that moves us quite nicely onto our last closing thoughts.
What is your last closing thought, Mark?
So I think you've got all your feedback. You've started making any edits you see fit. You're developing your book. You feel like you've got the start off to a good, solid set piece of writing, and you're happy with it. So in some regards, you can regard that as your final edit. So have a think about why you're writing. Are you writing because you want to have a published book? Are you writing because you want to write a book? Are you writing because you're going to self-publish a book? Do you intend to
Are you just writing because you love writing?
Yeah, like what are you doing with it? If you intend for people to read it and you intend for it to be published in some way, then once you've got your little final edit, send it out to some literary agents. You've got nothing to lose. Just do it. Just try it. All that people can say is no.
Yeah.
And if that's the worst they can say, just think about what the best thing they can say is. Which is, yes. Basically what I'm saying is... Oh, Jenny disappeared off the screen and just laughing. Just send it out to some literary agents. You have nothing to lose. Just do it. Just see what they think. It could, for all you know, you could have the next amazing story on your hands.
I bet you were going to say Harry Potter then, weren't you?
Do you know what? I was actually thinking Killing Eve.
I know you so well.
I was thinking Killing Eve.
You think Killing Eve?
Yeah. Because that started off as a set of novels, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Villanelle novels.
Which I've watched it all now, Killing Eve.
Oh, Killing Eve is so good. Anyway, but yeah, you could have the next Killing Eve on your hands. And no, and everyone wants a psychopath on their hands, don't they?
Yay!
But in all seriousness, just send it out. All they can do is say, we're not interested, thank you very much, see you later.
That's true. Do it. You should do it. Do it.
Do what you like.
Do what you like.
But yeah, send it out. I would.
And then let us know how you get on.
Yeah. And if you get published because of it, give us a little credit in the thank yous.
Yeah, could you? I like a credit.
Thanks. Thank you to Jenny Mark at Pad Podcast UK, because they told me just to do what I like and and to send this book out, and now it's in Waterstones.
And I really like the pie technique.
That's what I said. Oh. So those are our tips on what to do with your feedback.
Thank you for doing them, Mark, because this was mainly your brain on this, so I really appreciate you having your thoughts.
Well, it's just a collection of things that we've discussed anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's
a definite theme more for most of our stuff, but yeah.
It's most important, do what agrees with your own thoughts. And I've got a quote for you, Jenny, by Buddha.
Oh, I like Buddha.
And I think this is very relevant. Okay, you ready?
Go on, then.
As I came out. Believe it's nothing. Pies. What?
Sorry.
There's no pies. It's Buddha. Buddha doesn't eat pies.
I'm going to be really quiet.
Buddha's a lovely, lovely, lovely statue. Okay. Believe nothing, no matter where you read it or who has said it, not even if I have said it, unless it agrees with your own reason and your own common sense. Ta-da! That's like what you do with your feedback. Just do it yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with it.
But Buddha said it, Jenny. There's no dispute.
You're saying that don't believe it unless you agree with it.
No, just as
believe. Oh, I don't agree with climate change. I just won't believe anything anyone says about it.
Believe nothing, no matter where you read it or who has said it, unless it agrees with your own reason and your own common sense. But if your own reason and your own common sense, those are scientists, they know what they're talking about, then that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying...
You're not saying those scientists, they know nothing, because that's not common sense.
But I think some people would look at that quote and go, oh, he's just saying I can just believe in what I want to believe in and don't care about anyone else.
Well, it's kind of qualifying it by
saying... I'm not saying Buddha's not a great guy.
It's qualifying it by saying your own reason and your own common sense.
Yeah.
In your own common sense, you should know that scientists know more than Donald Trump as far as climate change goes.
Oh, I know it.
There you go, that's your common sense.
Donald Trump's reasoning won't have that.
But basically, we're talking about this in the context of your feedback. That's why it works.
Sorry, Mark.
It's your story, your work, your everything that you're thinking about. So, you know, if it agrees, if you agree with the feedback, change it. If you don't, that's okay. Isn't it?
Sorry, yes.
C'est bon. I don't have any more quotes like that. I do have another quote. Do you have another quote?
Yeah.
This one's by Gandhi.
Oh, I like him.
Be the change you wish to see in the world. Now,
I like that one.
What I mean by that is if you wish to see those changes in your book, change them. If you don't, don't. It's very simple. I can apply all of these. I've got many quotes here. I can apply them all to our writing.
In the next episode, I'm going to bring a quote.
Well, I should hope so.
A quote to finish on.
So we've got a very exciting episode next coming up. Episode 23. We are going to be talking about... Oh, I can't make a sleigh bell noise. Have you got any sleigh bells then, Jenny?
Hang on.
How
is it? That's my
pencil
case.
That's a little bit sleigh bells, isn't it? Anyway, we're going to be...
Two earrings.
Our next episode, we're going to be talking about Christmas. Now, don't worry. I don't know why I'm telling you we're talking about Christmas, because if you hear that, you might not want to listen to it.
Well, no, we're not going to talk about... We'll talk a little bit of Christmas, but then also what books we think we should get for Christmas, or what you should be getting other people.
We've got a treat coming up in our next episode. We are fulfilling all your gift purchase conundrums.
What to buy for the book reader in your life.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of lovely ideas, so make sure you tune in. Hitting all the places that you listen to podcasts to. Hitting all the places where you listen to podcasts.
Yes. And also a little update on Nanny Rebo too.
Yeah. It'll all be done by then. Right, we need to get back to our Nanny Remo, Jenny.
Yes, let's go do this. Let's do some writing.
Okay, everyone. Thank you very much for listening. Let us know how you get on with your feedback. And yeah, until next time. Happy writing. Keep writing. I love that so much. And have a pie.
Let's have a stop. Let's stop the madness.
Find all our show notes and links on our website, powpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Or you can email us at powpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at PowPodcastUK.
Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.